Okay, let's continue. We left off a little bit behind, but there's such a geschmack gemara, but you're not there now to do it. Let's learn our pei zayin on the bays. The heilike gemara and our pei zayin on the bays. Toshma, we're up to. Toshma, we're up to. We discussed yesterday what exactly was the matan Torah. Was matan Torah? We didn't really explain that gemara, so let's just explain the gemara. The kamiflgi b'shabbos tomorrow. Okay, let's start from there. Get we're up to Amelia before we the bell. Two lines from the top on daf pei zayin on the base. Roishoy kesem paz. Okay, roishoy kesem paz. There are 87 words in the blessing of Baruch Sheamar. Baruch Sheamar was written on a tzettel and was sent from heaven down to the earth. The beginning of Pesukei de Zimra is Roishoy, the Roish of Pesukei de Zimra is Kesem, is gold, Paz, the finest gold. Gold that has Pei Zion, 87 words. Become Miflugi, the second line, B'Shabbos tomorrow. What's Machlech Shabbos tomorrow? Did the Jewish people travel? Did they travel? Were they permitted to travel outside the Tchum on the Shabbos before they arrived at Har Sinai? What's the dilemma? The dilemma is because it says in the pasuk, "Hashivcha Hashem lekecha." It says in the pasuk by the Aseres Adibur, that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah and told us that we have to observe the mitzvah of Shabbos just like He commanded us. When did Hashem command the Jewish people to observe Shabbos? V'yamar Rav Yehuda Marav, "Kasher tzivcha b'mara." Hashem told Klal Yisrael to observe the holy Shabbos in Mara. So now the question is, what exactly did Hashem tell them in Mara about Shabbos? And what was Hashem Chadesh when He gave Shabbos Nochamol and Matan Torah? So Marash Savar, Shabbos Ipakud, Atichumin Lo Ipakud. According to one opinion, the first opinion, well, the second opinion, He commanded them on Shabbos, the mitzvahs of Shabbos, the Lametes Melachos. The only thing He did not tell them in Mara was Tichumin. They're not allowed to travel on Shabbos. Memela, the whole chidush of Matan Torah was one halacha of Al Yetzei Ish Memekoimai Bayoim HaShvi'i. When you want to shtelzach to the Halakha Shabbos Kodesh, Matan Torah, Zachar Es Yoim HaShabbos LeKadishai Sheishes Yomim Tavoi. What is the whole chidush of Shabbos? Did not know about Tchumen. Chazonis? Chazonis, you don't want to hear my chazonis. You don't want to hear my chazonis, believe you me. You don't want to hear my chazonis. So here we are over here. What? We have over here the chiddush of Matan Torah was Tchumen. Memela, that means in Shabbos tomorrow they were allowed to travel. You were allowed to travel on Shabbos. Therefore, the Jewish people, they traveled on Shabbos. It was 7 days Lachaniyah son. It was the first one of them says Lemason. It was from their journey. We want to know why was it called day six. We mentioned yesterday we learned that day six was 6 days to what? Six days from the time that they traveled. Now six days mean six and then when is the sixth day? It was Shabbos. Shabbos was day six according to the Rabbanon, and it was day six Lemason. It was day six Lamasan, which means that they did not travel on Shabbos. Well, they did travel on Shabbos. We have to go back to the top Rashi. Look at the top, the very, very top Rashi. Lechaniyasan. Okay, it was 6 days to the encampment. Sharebi Rosh Chodesh Chanu. They encamped in Rosh Chodesh. B'hoch Kamar. Shishi Lechaniyasan. Day six to the Chaniyahu. Hashishi B'chodesh. Hu Shishi B'Shabbos. It was the sixth day of the week. Okay, so we're going over here according to the opinion of the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon over here said that Moshe was Moshev Yom HaMidaitoi. And on day 6 days, it was Friday, it was Shishi B'Sivan, and it was day six. So we have to know what are the three six. There is a Mishuleshes, there is a trial of six. So number one, it was Friday. Number two, it was the sixth day of the month. Number three, it was 6 days from the time that they encamped. Came in the second opinion. Now, the second opinion says it was 6 days l'masa'on. Af l'masa'on. Why? Shabayom Shabo l'midbar Sinai, the day that they arrived at the Midbar Sinai, Nasu, they traveled Merifidim. It was the same day that they arrived when they traveled. So in other words, they were not traveling on Shabbos. The second Manda Amar says that on Shabbos they rested. On minus one. Sunday was one. The day before Shabbos, we're going to call day zero. Let's call it day zero. On day zero, they were not traveling. They did not travel at all. Why not? Because according to the second opinion, they were commanded in Mara that you're not allowed to travel on Shabbos. Therefore, the first time that they traveled, therefore on Shabbos they rested, therefore Sunday they traveled and they arrived. Within one day they traveled and they arrived. They also traveled. According to the first Mandama, you don't need to say that. You do not need to say that they traveled so quickly on Sunday, they traveled and they arrived. You can say that they traveled on Shabbos also. How are you allowed to travel on Shabbos? Because it was not yet given to you. The mitzvah of the Israel of traveling did not yet come into play. You don't hear me? There's too much noise. I'm putting him on mute. Okay, he's now mute. I have muted. This is Zman Matan Torisenu. Zman Matan Torisenu. It says Has called Kas. Has, what is the pasuk say? Has miponai kol basar lefanai. Has miponav kol aretz. Has miponav kol aretz. V'Hashem beheichal kotshoy. Has miponav kol aretz. The Eibushter has arrived.
That you said social distancing.
Can everyone please put yourselves on mute? Everyone please mute yourself. There is social distancing because Hagbola. Hagbola was the perfect quarantine. It was the perfect corona crisis. There was social distancing through Hagbola, and everyone was put on mute, and it was Koilei Subrokim. What's the Koilei Subrokim? Riots. Weiter. There was Sina. By Har Sinai, it says Sina Yetzel Olam. The world hates the Shartzes. They hate them. They hate the Shartzes. A bunch of lowlifes. The Shartzes. Sinne Yatzel Oilam, the ganze Welt from this Matzav developed a hatred for them. It's hilarious. Yeah, Rachman, you also want to kneel? You also want to kneel before Floyd? Yeah, you also have Rachmanis on him. Weiter. Weit in the Gemara, I'm a racist. Weit in the Gemara. V'kamiflugi, the next Rashi, v'kamiflugi, Rav Acham, Rav, b'mitzvah Shabbos, Shnemar, l'hem memara, im nitzavol al t'chum, in Rashi, t'chum, b'dibur, t'chachreinus, shomar, shim, shabbos, l'kacha, kasha, tzivcha, oh, so for I made a mistake, I told you this pasuk was said by the dibur, rishonis, no, it's by dibur, shniyos, shma, minah, koydim, ha-dibur, nitzavol, boh, the Amram Yoch Memara, the Siv Sham Sham Lechog Mishpat, at Chumen Leikpim in the Rashi, Hilchadif Kishnasu Mirfidim Nasu Beshabbos. They traveled on Shabbos, Shalai Hushadu Lelech Yosem El Pai Mama. They were not commanded that they're not allowed to travel more than 2,000 Amis. Hibayti in the Gemara, okay, that's the Gemara. Now we go to Nai Gemara. So therefore, in the Ramah Vidav, Kashem Vosh, Umarsav Ha Shabbos Ad Ipakot, they were commanded on Shabbos, at Chumen Lo Ipakot, Umarsav Ha the Tanakama that says, The Talmud says that it was 7 days after Limasa'on that they did not travel on Shabbos. They did not travel. They traveled on Sunday from Refidim. They traveled from Refidim and they arrived at Refidim in one single day. Holds Atuchumen Nami Ipakod. In Mora, they were instructed that you're not allowed to travel on Shabbos. Therefore, on day zero, before Sunday, which was Shabbos, they were not allowed to travel. And that's why he says that day one was the day when they traveled from Refidim and when they arrived at Midbar Sinai. Both events took place at the same time. They left their previous destination of Refidim and they arrived at Har Sinai on the same day, on Sunday. And that was what happened. Two events happened on Sunday. Their journey from Refidim, their arrival at Midbar Sinai. That was day one, that was Sunday. And now we're up to day six, Friday, it's day six. And then Moshe was Moisef Yemechad Midaitoi, and Matan Torah took place on Shabbos, Chaymash Nemar, Hakol Moedim de Beshabbos, Nitno Torah. One was Hagbola, Machlokes, Rabbi Yossi, according to this man, it's going like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says that Hagbola took place on Wednesday. So Wednesday is a half a day, Thursday, Friday. No, so there's not going to, right, whatever, however you want to learn it. So it's going to be 3 days of Hagbalah, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then Shabbos is going to be Matan Torah. Is going to be Matan Torah. Fine. Next, still Gemara, Toshma. Nisan Shebo Yatsu Yisrael Mitzrayim Bebar Ba'asal. Now here we go, the Nisan, the Chodesh Nisan. Sheboi Yatsu Yisrael Mitzrayim Bebar Ba'asal Shochatu Pischayim. On day 14, they slaughtered the Karban Pesach. Uvechamisha Asa Yatsu, they left. Ula Erev Laku B'chayrois. And in the evening, which seems to say that on the night of the 16th, the firstborns were slaughtered. Frakt Gemara La Erev Salka Daitach, can that possibly be? Ela means Ni Bo Erev Laku B'chayrois. It means the night before. They left Egypt on day 15, and the night before they left Egypt, on the night before, the Egyptians were slaughtered. Now here's the point that we want to make. Day 15, when they left Egypt, was what day of the week? It's the day of Kriyas Torah. They left Egypt on a Thursday. Now, the Gemara makes a calculation. If the 15th day of Nisan was Chamsha B'Shabbos, was on a Thursday, then Reish Yarcha Di Iyar Shabbosa. That means that Reish Chodesh Iyar was on Shabbos. That's how it works out in the calendar. Take out a calendar, and you go fast forward another 14 days, make the calculation. It's day 15, and we go fast forward another 14 days. So that takes you, let's say another 15 days. Because the 15 days was always going to be on the same day of the week. Like 8 days, like if a baby is born on a Sunday, that means he's gonna have a Sunday bris, because Sunday is 8 days. Now go ahead another 8 days, 16. Okay, so if a baby is born on Sunday, 16 days later is gonna be a Sunday, right? 8 plus 8. 8 days later is a Sunday, 16 days later is gonna be a Sunday. If we do 15, it means one day earlier in the week. So let's make a calculation now. If the day 15 of a Yitzias Mitzrayim took place on a Thursday, if we were to go ahead another 15 days, not 16, because 16 days ahead would take us to exactly the same day of the week, but if instead of going 16 days, we go to 15 days ahead, that takes us back to what? The Dalit, exactly. So the Yesh, so therefore it's going to come out now. Midchamisha b'Nisan b'Chamisha b'Shabbos. Reish Yarcha d'Iyar is going to be Shabbos. Now that takes us to Rosh Chodesh Nisan to Iyar. It says it's going to be Shabbos. How do we become Shabbos? If the 15th day of the week Nisan is Chamisha b'Shabbos, Reish Yarcha d'Iyar is going to be Shabbos. So how is that possible? How is that possible? Day 30, 15 days later, is going to be, how's it Shabbos? Reish Yarcha D'Sivan Chab Shabbos. Let's see the Rashi. Look at the Rashi. Rashi Dibra Maschel. Reish Yarcha D'Iyar Shabbos. So Shari Nisan Molei Hu Le'Oilam. Nisan always has 30 days. So we need to go to day 31. We need to go to day 31. I guess on a calendar, forget about my numbers. On the calendar, if the 5th... Yeah, Shabbos, wow, once upon a time I actually learned something, look at that. Okay, so therefore you go 15 days ahead, it comes out on Shabbos. Okay, fine, Shabbos. Okay, you make a cash on the calendar, that's the way the calendar, you have to tell the calendar, we can't go take out a calendar now, but that's how it comes out. So in the middle of Rish Yarcha, the Sivan is going to, now if you go another month ahead, Rish Yarcha, the Sivan is going to be Sunday. Because we assume that Sivan, the Chodesh Iyar, is also Mole 30 days. Sir. 30 days. That's the way it works on the calendar, the Lesman, the Pollock. So, Menachmal, Menachmes, Menisan, Chamisha, Shabbos, Reish Yarcha, the Iyar, Shabbos, Reish Yarcha, the Sivan, Chabbos, Shabbos, Sunday. Koshil, the Rabbanon. This is a question on the Rabbanon. Because according to the Rabbanon hold that the first day of Sivan was a Monday, not a Sunday. The Rabbanon hold that the Torah was given on the 6th day of Sivan, and the 6th day of Sivan was Shabbos. So how are we going to make sense out of this? The ear of that year was, the ear of that, the ear is normally 29 days. It was normally 29 days. So the only time it's going to come out, the only time it's going to come out that ear will fall out on Rosh Chodesh, the only time it's going to fall out
Sivan?
Go back. Reish Yarcha Dior Shabbatah. Rashi. Reish Yarcha Dior Shabbatah. Shari Nisan. Right? Nisan is Molehu. Nisan is Mole. But Iyar is always 29 days. So the Nisan is ordinarily 29 days. The Melu, when does Rosh Chodesh Sivan come out? Comes out on a Sunday. A Sunday. So the Gemara, it's not a kasha. We're going to pad one more day into Chodesh Iyar. We're going to make Chodesh Iyar into a month that has 30 days. And Melu, we're going to push off the first day of Sivan to Monday. Because Iyar, the previous month, does not have 29 days. It has 30 days. That's 30 days, we need one more day. By having one more day, we're pushing it into Monday.
First of Sivan, and then the sixth of Sivan is Shabbos.
Exactly. The Reish Yarcha de Nisan. Period. Fine. Next kasha. Tashma. Deloy abruah. Let me ask you a question to prove to you that they did not add a day to Chodesh Iyar. How do I know that? Because it says in the following brayso, Nisan Shabbat Yatsu Yishol Mitzrayim. Be'arba'ah Asar on the 14th day of the month, Shachtu Pischeim. Bachamisha Asar on day 15, Yatsu. V'lo Erev Laku B'chayres. The following night, on the 16th, the firstborns were slaughtered. Frek the Gemara, La Erev Salkadaitoch, cannot possibly be. They died on day 4, they died on 15. El Emo, you right, change the gear, son, me, but the night before, Lok of Bukhares. The Oitza Hayoim, that day was Hamisha B'Shabbos Hoya. Here it's same thing so far as the same. The 15th day of Nisan was a Thursday. Hishlam Nisan, the Era Iyar, Lihi Yois B'Shabbos. Iyar now falls out on Shabbos because Nisan always has 30 days. Now it says here is the difference between this price and the previous price. Huh? It says here explicitly, Chosar Iyar. It says that you cannot play games with this price. This price, it's explicit that Chodesh Iyar only had 29 days. Memeila ve'era Sivan liyois be'echer b'Shabbos. Koshyol Rabbanon that says that Chodesh Sivan has to begin on a Monday. The Gemara says, "Einachanami Homani, Rabbi Yosi, he Einachanami. Don't ask me a kasha. This bride so indeed can only follow the opinion of Rabbi Yosi, who holds that Moshe was Moisef Yomechad Midaitoi, but Einachanami was on day 7. You're right. This bride can only possibly work according to Rabbi Yosi, and it's not going according to the Rabbanan. Shlomi, good.
Yes.
Next sugya. Omra Papa Toshma. Vayisu. They traveled. May Elim. Vayavon. They came. Koladas Meishol. They came to this location. Now we're describing when they arrived. They arrived in Chodesh Iyar. This was after Kriyas Yamsav. And it says in the Braisa. It says in the Braisa that when they arrived, they arrived on the 15th day of Iyar.
Where are you on the page?
I'm gonna pop right in the middle. I'm right smack in the middle.
Oh, Vayisu, I got it.
I'm gonna pop it. Toshma. Vayisu, they traveled. Be'elim, Vayavo, Koladas, and they showed after Kriyas Yamsuf. After they traveled, they came, Bachamisha, Osayoim, Lachodesh, Hasheni, Chodesh, Iyar. On the 15th day of Iyar, they arrived at this location. The Oysayim, the Braisa tells us, the Mesoira is, the day they arrived was Shabbos Hoya. How do I know that? The Sivit says, Uboiker, Urisim, Skod Hashem. Because it says that the following morning you will see the honor of Hashem. It says Sheish Yom Til Kituhu. Tomorrow, when they arrive there, it was Shabbos. And Moshe says that there's not going to be Mon tomorrow. Uboiker Isem is Kavod Hashem. Since it says there, considering when they arrive, it's going to be you will see the honor of Hashem. Sheish Yom Til Kituhu. You're going to gather it. Let's see over here the Haluk Rashi. Rashi says here. Rashi says, look at the Rashi going up. The day when they arrived, they complained about the man. So they arrived on Shabbos. The day that they arrived, they complained, where is the beef? Where's the food? I want a Big Mac. I'm hungry. Where's the food? And Moshe said, tomorrow you're going to see the honor of Hashem. Tomorrow, Sunday morning, there's going to be man. And the man is going to be for 6 days. Sheshes yamim til kituhu. You'll gather it. And on Shabbos Kodesh, there's not going to be man. So that means this conversation is taking place on Shabbos. They complained on Shabbos. And Moshe said, tomorrow will be day one of the 6 days of man. And then when we'll come to Hilik of Shabbos, there's not going to be man anymore. Because the pasuk goes on to say sheishes yamim tilkitu uvayom hashvil liridasa shabbos lo yeboi. Okay, so it's clear. We have here a beautiful sugya so far that tells us that the Jewish people arrived in this location on the 15th day of Iyar, and on the 15th day of Iyar it says vayiloyne kol adas bnei Yisrael, and Moshe says, okay, tomorrow Sunday will be day one of six of Mon, and then on day seven there will not be Mon because it's Shabbos. So what do we derive from this? That if tomorrow is day one, today is day zero, and day zero must then be Shabbos. Uksev boyke risim kol Hashem. Uksev back in the Gemara. Uksev sheshem yom tolkdu midnechameis abiyah biyar b'shabbiyar. 15 days b'shabbata. Now make the calculation, add up the numbers. Reish yarcha this Sivan. That means fast forward 15 days ahead until you come to Chodesh Sivan. The first day of Sivan, Chad b'Shabbos. It's going to be Sun. It's going to be Sunday. So that means if it's going to be Sunday, who's that? For? That works like the Shita of the Shita of Rabbi Yosi, Akasha on the Rabban, because according to the Rabban, the first day of Sivan was on a Monday. Kasha Rabban Amluch Rabbanim. Same answer. Whoever told you that the calculation works out that it comes out Sunday? That calculation is only built on the premise that Iyar was 29 days. That particular year was 30 days. Iyar, that he shata, aburei aburua. It was 30 days. Good, vait. Omar, Rabbi Chavivi, mochoz ma'o l'Rav Ashi. Rabbi Chavivi, Rabbeinu Chavivi, he said, of mochoz ma'o, name of a place, he said, Rav Ashi, toshma, vahi b'chadish harishon b'shana ha'shenis. It was in this first month, b'shana ha'shenis, in the second year of our existence of Klal Yisrael, Be'echol HaChodesh, Hukam HaMishkan, the Mishkan, we left Egypt on the 15th day of Nisan. That means, how long did it take from the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim until we built the Mishkan? It took exactly 1 year minus 15 days. 1 year minus 15 days. Tanu Lona Braisa, the famous, most famous Sugi in Shas. This is my favorite daf in Shas. Waiting my whole life to reach this daf. Tana, because this daf is all about kavod. Who doesn't like kavod? The only one that does not like kavod is Rabbi Shoel Liman, because he's a real tzaddik. And Shlomo Rabinowitz, it doesn't mean anything to them. It's beneath them kavod. Only egomaniacs like me, racists like me, they need the kavod. Tana and Brian said, so you're day not all Esra Tana, that they took 10 crowns. Rishon, Lemaisa, Bereshis. This Gemara tells us that creation took place. Rishon, Lemaisa, Bereshis. Now that's not so. Maisa, Bereshis took place on the 25th day of Adar. It means Yom HaShishi, man's entrance into this world. The Gemara is calling, it's called Rishon, Lemaisa, Bereshis. It's a very important insight. That Maisa Bereshis is called in the Gemara Rishon L'Maisa Bereshis called Yom HaShishi, when man, Adam, the Demus, the Tselem Elokim, had made his appearance upon the earth. Rishon L'Nisim was the first day when Nachshon Ben Aminadav, he offered the carbon for the Mishkan. Number three. When was the world created, sir? What day? What's the calendar date of the world creation of the world, according to this man, the Amar?
Sunday, it's talking about. What day of the week?
That's day of the week, but what is the calendar date when the world was created? Adar. The world was created the 25th day of Adar. That means...
Machloket.
Is it either... or Elul. Either is it Elul or was it Adar, but it was day 25. 25 is a lucky number. It's a lucky number because that's the day of Ayom Elokim Yehi Or. You buy a lottery ticket, always include the number 25 because that's the day Hashem said Ayom Elokim Yehi Or. 25. And that means that the first day of the next month, either it's Nisan, like this Gemara, or Tishrei, is the Yom HaShishi of Ma'ase Bereishis. What happened the Yom HaShishi of Ma'ase Bereishis? Adam, and the Gemara is saying that that day, Chodesh Chodesh Nisan, is called Rishon L'Ma'ase Bereishis. It's not the Rishon L'Ma'ase Bereishis, the Shishi L'Ma'ase Bereishis. How then can it call Yom HaShishi the Rishon? Is a good kasha. How can the Gemara call it the day it took a crown because it was Rishon L'Ma'ase Bereishis? It's the Shishi L'Ma'ase Bereishis. The Teretz says nothing else counts. We don't take into consideration African Americans. They don't count. They don't count. They don't exist.
Yom HaShishi.
This is for the white supremacist. This is for the Jew, this is for us. They don't count. Vaita. Rishon, Neil.
Rashi doesn't say that.
Look at Rashi. What does Rashi say? Rashi, Rishon, Lamas, the Rashis. Let's see what's in Rashi. Eser, Atalas, Rishon, Lamas, Asad, the Vodim, Rishon, the Bees, Oilam, Sheecha, Beshabbos, Hoya.
Sunday, not Rosh Chodesh.
It was Rishon, Lamas, Lebrias, Oilam. You're right. Okay, you're right. Zakasha. Obviously, it was a pele ploy. He's saying that Ma'ase Bereishis did not take place on the 25th day of did not take place 20th of day of Adar. That Yom Rishon.
He's focused on the day of the week.
What do you mean? Shishi man was here on Friday. So Rashi.
The world was actually created on a Sunday. Because man was created on a sixth day, which is Friday. He's just talking about the first day of creation of the world.
It's so telling it's a crown. It's an atara, a crown. Rishon lebriyasa olam she'echad b'shabes hoya. It was a Sunday. Rishon lebriyasa. Why is that called a crown? I don't know why it's called a crown. That's called a crown because it's Sunday. That's why it's called a crown? It's not. That's the reason why it's called a crown is because it was the beginning of creation. Okay, I don't know. I mean, it's the beginning of creation. That means
I hear your point, but that's what Rashi is saying.
Okay, so obviously we learn over here, New Yisoid, that this that I've been brainwashed from the time I was, the Malach taught me this back in the day. That's one opinion. The Malach taught me only one opinion. One opinion is that Ma'ase Bereishis Hayom Harasoilam Hayom. That Chaf Hei Adar, you don't say Tachlin Chaf Hei Adar, because it was creation of the world. That's not true according to all opinions. Some opinions say the creation of the world took place on Aleph Nisan, and man came into existence on the sixth day of Nisan. Could you imagine that? The sixth day of Nisan is the anniversary of man's creation. It's his birthday. Happy birthday to you, Adam HaRishon, on the sixth day, not on the first day of Nisan, according to this piece of Gemara. And this, I've been walking around my whole life thinking that the creation took place on the 25th day, according to this piece of Gemara, is not valid.
Where do you see that this Gemara says what you're saying?
It says here, Rishon Libriyas Olam, the creation of the world. She'echad b'Shabbos Hoya.
Day of the world, Sunday. The world was created on a Sunday.
Fine, but what was the calendar date? The Gemara over here says that the calendar date over here, excuse me, the calendar date here is the first day of Nisan. The first day of Nisan. That's the calendar date. And you're telling me that I was always under the impression that the day of Nisan was the sixth day of the week. Because the first day of Nisan was the creation of man. And that means that it was the creation of man took place on the first day of Nisan. That means it was a Friday. The first day of Nisan was when? The first day of Nisan in my time of Ma'ase Bereishis was a Friday. And here the Gemara says it was a Sunday. So obviously a machlekes of sugyos, when did Hashem create the world? Many people in the world of Machshava and Drush are going to tell you with that blinking eyelash the world was created on the 25th day of Adar or the 25th day of Elul. And this Gemara, according to Rashi, clearly disagrees. man was created, the world was created on the first day of Nisan, which means man was created, that means the first day of Nisan was a Sunday, and man was created on the sixth day of Nisan, which was a Friday. Okay, let's go weiter. It took 10 crowns. Tana, Rishon Lakahuna. What do we mean Rishon Lakahuna? Oisahayam was Shmini Lamiluim. Okay, it was the eighth day of Nisan because Moshe got a head start on the 23rd day. Not to confuse creation, the 23rd day of Adar is when Moshe began to assemble the Mishkan. Every single day, it was like Lego, a Lego toy. He put it together and he took it apart. You know about demolition crew. You have your own demolition crew. They take things apart, but they don't put things back together. Moshe, he put it together and took it apart every single day. Rishon LeKohuna, Rashi says, Nachem Rishon LeKohuna, it means Ois Hayom Shmini LeMiluim VeAvoida BaAron UBona VeYarachshav Hoya BaBachoros. This Rashi is a bomb. Rashi over here says Dvarim Nifloim Ad Meoid, that the first 8 days of the Miluim, who did the? They brought Korbanos. Who brought the Korbanos? Not Moshe Rabbeinu, the firstborns. So therefore, there was a time in Jewish history. There was a time. This is a very important thing to know. In every case, Alex Trebek asked you a question on Jeopardy. When was the time when the Jewish people, when the firstborns actually served in the Beis Hamikdash for real in the Avodah? It was during the first 7 days of the Miluim. Then the Kohanim were out, Michutz L'Machneh, and the firstborns, they did the Avodah. And then on day 8, which is Aleph Nisan, the firstborns were told to pick themselves up and get out and to leave because they did participate in the Chet Egel, and now it was transferred over to the Kohanim. They began, but it's a Peldik Azach because this took place after the Egel. This took place after the Egel, and yet the firstborn still continued to serve. They continued to serve as Klal Yisrael's finest, bravest, and most noble until the eighth day when they were dismissed. Pile Ploim, isn't it unbelievable? Rashi over here on the side of the movie is Gimel. Is Gimel over here says Tzarchlem the Siv Ba the Siv. That's a different gimel on the very top. Zvachim. Okay, I never knew that. Vaida. Rishon l'Nesim, Rishon l'Kohuna, next Rishon l'Avoida. What are we Rishon l'Avoida? Rashi will say that it was Tzibur. It was the first time they brought public korbanos. Until now, they brought only private korbanos. Okay, only private. Now they brought public korbanos. Rishon l'Avoida. Next, Rishon l'Yiridas Eish, fire came down of heaven. Next, Rishon l'Achilas Kadoshim, the first time that they ate a korban. Now you have to appreciate this point. This is an amazing gezach. A guy. We take this for granted because we're brainwashed. You bring a carbon, you eat a carbon. Tell this to a pagan. Go over to a guy. Go to a guy and tell the guy that you're going to bring a sacrifice and you're going to eat it. They're going to look at you like you're literally out of your mind. You eat the sacrifice you bring to God. When you bring a sacrifice to a God, to the Baruch Shalom, or if they're Devil Dazara, you don't eat it. You burn the whole thing. There's no such principle as eating a carbon. This was the first time in the history of the Welt when the korban was eaten by a member of Klal Yisrael. Until this moment in time, korbanos were oilos, noyach, odom, a kain hevel. You don't eat korbanos. You give the korban to Hashem. The only one that ever ate a korban, the Chazal say, was Aaron Avinu. What did he do? His father had a shop. It was a famous Chazal. Everyone knows Chazal. His father had a shop. It was a great business. He had a shop. He would sell idols. People would come to offer sacrifice. So Avinu, it was lunchtime. And Avinu said to himself, what do I want for lunch today? I want today corned beef sandwich. So the next guy, customer, comes into the store. Avinu says to him, you want, I think you should offer him a corned beef sandwich. So the guy runs out to Essen on Cohen. He buys a corned beef sandwich and puts it down in front of the idol. And Avraham Avinu says, okay, thank you. You've done a very good deed today. You've offered the idol a corned beef sandwich. The customer walks out, and Avraham Avinu, he takes the corned beef sandwich and he has lunch. That's what it says in the Medrash. I'm not making this up. That's how he had lunch every day. He told the customers what he wanted for lunch, and he took it for himself because he was hungry. He made a mockery out of the idols in the store. Weiter. Rishon l'kohuna, Rishon l'avod, Rishon l'luzer, Rishon l'achilis kadoshim, Rishon l'lishkan shchina. What's mean lishkan shchina? The shchina rests. Rashi lishkan yishol shchina sharsa sham v'lisiv hashon v'shachanti v'sechem mechlad at hashul ha'sharsa. The shchina rested. If you want the dogma of the shchina resting, you go to Rishon Lim. He'll show you what it means. The shchina. when you come in this Dalet Amos. Rishon Lebarech, it shows the first day when he blessed Klal Yisrael. What bracha? Sarashi, it says, Amar de Gazach, is mamish timely daf. Birkas Koyhanim. Birkas Koyhanim, Gilaseva, Yisra Aaron, Yisyadav, he lifted up his hands. By the way, is it Birchas or Birkas? It's Birkas with a dot. I never knew that until someone corrected me. It's really Birkas Koyhanim, not Birchas Koyhanim. Next, Rishon Leisra Abomais. No more bamais. Okay, no more bamais because now you have an oil moed. Next week, Shem Lechadoshim. Oh, Rosh Chodesh, Nisan is Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chodeshim. Now, here we go now. Since it says Rishon Lemaaseh Bereishis, it was Sunday, and it was Rosh Chodesh, Nisan. Now let's make the calculations. Everyone take out your pen and paper and use your noodle to figure out the days of the week. Umidureish Yarchel, the Nisan, the Haishat, Chad B'Shabos. Memela, that means the eshtakad. Everyone can do this in their mind. It's a piece of cake. That means last year. Can go back 12 months. Make the calculation. Last year, if today, this year, is the first day of Rosh Chodesh is Sunday. So what is then, is the day of the week, the first day of Nisan is on a Sunday this year. That means last year, Rosh Chodesh Nisan was 4 days back. So the eshtakad bedalet b'Shabbos. So this is going to be Sunday, go backwards. Sunday backwards one is Saturday, Friday, Thursday, and Wednesday. Isn't that amazing? I was able to do that? Go back in the week 4 days. Can you do that? Go back in the week 4 days? If this year it's Sunday, we're going to go backwards. Four. The day before Sunday is Shabbos. The day before Shabbos is Friday. The day before Friday is Thursday. And the day before Thursday is Wednesday. Can you do that?
Days are in Hebrew, you're 352.
Whatever the numbers are, that's the way it goes. Can you say the Aleph Beis for me backwards right now? Can you say backwards? Can you say backwards? Can you say the ABC backwards right now? Right now, say the ABC backwards. If you cannot say the ABC backwards, and you cannot say the Aleph Beis backwards, then why are you learning Daf Yomi? There are more basic things to learn. We should be learning the Aleph Beis before we learn the page of the Gemara. Vaita, the Tanya the Brayis, Achedin, Maimrim, Ein, Beinat, Seres, Latzeres. How come no one wants to come to my shiur? How come it's so hard? Do I chase everyone away with the crazy things that I say? Vaita in the Gemara. Remember that guy used to call me a Kohen? He's gone. He doesn't want to come back anymore. Remember that guy Norman? Doesn't want to come anymore. Shin Omaiz to chase them away. Ari Roth chased him away. All these guys are chased away. They just can't handle it. They can't handle the rodeo burger.
They can't handle the Kedusha.
Yeah, you wish. The Tanya, Chayim, Ein, Bein, Atzeres, Liatzeres, Ein, Bein, Rosh, Lohashon, Eladal, Yom, Belvad. If you want to make the calculation from year to year, it's going to be exactly 4 days. Let's say the year was a pregnant year. Remember the pregnant chats of Al Gore, was it Al Gore? Al Gore, the pregnant chats. Let's see. Bush versus who? Who was the competitor? Who? Gore? The pregnant chats. So it says there, that was the election year. The election year called the Shana Mu'uberes. When it was determined by the debate was the pregnant chats. The Shana Mu'uberes Chamisha. Chamisha, then we go back 5 days. Memela, havle reish yarcha diir, male Shabbosah. So therefore, if last year it was going to be on a Wednesday, so we're going back to Chodesh Nisan last year. Last year, Chodesh Nisan took place on a Wednesday. Now, let's go last year, the first year of Yitzias Mitzrayim, let's go down to Chodesh Iyar. So Chodesh Iyar is going to be, to make the calculation, is going to be Male Shabbos, it's going to be on Erev Shabbos Chodesh. Then let's go to the next month, Reish Yarcha the Sivan, it's going to be Shabbos. Oh, something doesn't make sense according to all opinions. Koshya ben Rabbi Yossi ben Rabbanan. Rabbi Yossi, according to Rabbi Yossi, you got a problem. Shiva Chaserin, so the answer is no Kasha. Here we go. Rabbi Yossi, no Kasha. Shiva Chaserin Avud. That means in the past year wasn't your typical year. In your typical year, you have 6 Mole, 6 Choser. It's even Steven. Even Steven, you have a year, 6 months of the year are 30 days, 6 months of the year are 29 days. So the year, the first year of Yitzias Mitzrayim, there were 7 chaserin. There were 7, therefore everything is going to be pushed back 1. Everything is going to be, we're going to be missing a day. You're missing a day. If you take away a day of the calendar, that means the days of the week move forward a day. If you delete a day from the calendar, so all the days of the week go push ahead. So therefore, Mamela, when does it come out now? Just push everything in 1 day. When does it come out? Rosh Chodesh Sivan of the second of the first year of Yitzias Mitzrayim, Sunday. Perfect. Perfect, according to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi, Shiva Chasen Avad. L'Rabbanon! Ches Chasen Avad. It was that year they took away 2 days. It wasn't 352, it was 350. 350 is a very nice number, 350. It's a round number. That was the first year of Yitzias Mitzrayim, 350. In the middle, we have 2 more days to push ahead. So therefore, we're going to, instead of coming out on Shabbos, we're going to come out on Monday. Monday is perfect. That means that on Shabbos, it was Shishi V'Sivan, and it was Matan Torah, HaKol Moed B'Shabbos in the Torah. Everything is Yavai Al Mekoymai B'Shalayim Gamur. Got it? You got it? Rabbi Sholim, are you with me still? What happened to him? He disappeared. He left his microphone on, and he ran away. He ran away. Where did he go? He's away. What happened to him? Where is Rabbi Sholim?
Yeah, I just had to unmute myself. Somebody muted me. Hello?
So you're here, Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. Okay, Baruch Hashem. Weiter in the Gemara. Weiter Toshma. Next, still Gemara Toshma. The Tanya Lemar, not Peches. Hapach Nishbar, Vanachnu Nimlotnu. The Pach has been broken and we will escape. We only have 19 minutes left to go until they say Hurachum. Toshma, the Tanna Nebraisa, the Seder Olam. Oh, Seder Olam, this is my favorite daf in Shas, because Seder Olam is the Medrash of Jewish history. Jewish Sha'al Levichav Yagelcha Zeinecha Vyomalach. This is Jewish history. This is the Braisa that tells you Jewish history. Famous Braisa, Seder Olam. How many places in Shas do they actually quote Seder Olam? This is the only place in Gan Shas where they quote Seder Olam. Okay, Seder Olam. Tanya, you told me you know of another daf. You show me 2,711 daf. You show me another place where it says such a nosach. Tanya b'Seder Olam. Nowhere. This is one of a kind. Tanya, what?
Yevamis
Pebeis
Amid
Aleph. Yeah. Pebeis
Amid
Aleph. Same piece of Gemara. Tanya, the Tanya B'Sid Olam, Nisan Shebo Yatsu Yisrael Mimitraim B'Arba Asar Shachatu, to go back to the same thing we learned before, on the 14th day. On the 14th day, what happened to all the things out on the bed there last week? Where'd they all go?
You had a cleaning lady.
Tanya B'Sid Olam, Nisan Shebo Yatsu Yisrael Mimitraim B'Arba Asar, on day 14, Shachatu Pischeyen. Okay, day 14, they slaughtered the Korban Pesach, B'Chamish Asar Yatsu V'Oisayim. Oh! Anaya unfang, Anaya Nirbraisa on that day, Erev Shabbos Hoya. Woo! Okay, now this is shocking, because we learned before that it was Thursday. And here it says the different Braisa, the day of Yitzias Mitzrayim was day Erev Shabbos, was a Friday. Okay, so this is a different Braisa. We learned before another Braisa says the Pharisee said it was Thursday. And here it says that Yom of Yitzias Mitzrayim was on Friday. Okay, very big difference. I mean, most people that I know are on a very different frame of mind, Thursday and Friday, a very different frame of mind. So when you see us in the shrine, did it take place on Thursday or did it take place on Friday? This price is Friday. Now let's make all the calculations. Everyone take a calculator. Since it was. Wait a minute. I made a mistake. Dvarim Shemarti Tos Nachmal Nisan Sheboy Yotzi Shom Shambi Arbosa Chotel Pesach Vachamish Osa Yotzi Osa Yom Erev Shabbos. Now when it says Yotzi Osa Yom, wait a minute. When it says here Vosa Hayom Erev Shabbos Haya, so it's telling you not Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's telling you Rosh Chodesh was Erev Shabbos. Okay. When it says here the words over here, 4 lines on top of the page, what is V'Oisayim referring to? Is it referring to Yitzias Mitzrayim, day 15, or is it referring to Rosh Chodesh Nisan? It's referring to Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That's what it says. Okay, this is not like
the same day. The first and the 15th are on the same day of the week.
The first and the 15th day on the same day of the week. Okay, so it's Erev Shabbos, fine. But also Yom Erev Shabbos. Umid Reish Yarcha, Denisa Erev Shabbos. Reish Yarcha. Now, by the way, that's not what we learned before. We learned before that Rosh Chodesh Nisan was when it was on Sunday. Do you remember that? Remember that the previous price that we learned before? Remember that? This is the machlokes I told you about.
Sunday, that's not true.
What? What? We learned before in that the day took 10 crowns. One of the 10 crowns was it was the first day of Maisa Bereishis, which Rashi says it was Sunday. Sunday. And here it says that Rosh Chodesh Nisan was on a Friday. What is the machlokes between the Bereishis that we learned before in the preview Daf Pei Zayin and what it says here in Daf Pei Ches? The machlokes between these two Bereishis is when was Adam Harishon, when was Maisa Bereishis? Was Maisa Bereishis Aleph Nisan or was Maisa Bereishis Chof Hei Adar? This Bereishis says that Aleph Nisan was on Friday. Friday is the Yom HaShishi. The Yom HaShishi of the creation of Adam. Adam Harishon was created on a Friday. So that's, you see over here, the Machlokes and the two Bereishis totally in this Machlokes. Vaita. When we go Shachar the Nisan Erev Shabbos or Shachar the Iyar, make the calculation. Take out your calculator, make the calculation, comes to the Rishach, that it's going to be Chad B'Shabbat, it's going to be Sunday. And what about Siva Siva and Betray B'Shabbat? And that means, do the calculation, comes out that when it's going to be Rosh Chodesh Sivan, it's going to be on a Monday. Monday! According to the Rabbanan, this is Gewaldic, Ois and Gewelach, that it should come out that Rosh Chodesh Sivan should come out Rosh Chodesh Sivan, Yeh B'Yom HaSheni. Perfect! Because it's going to be on Monday, that means that Shabbos Kodesh can be Yom HaShishi. And Matan Torah was Yom HaShishi and the Shabbos in the Torah. Kosh Rabbi Yossi, who says that it has to come out on Sunday because Matan Torah must take place on Shabbos on day 7. Oh, Rabbi Yossi, Muhammad Rabbani, Enochanami. Everyone over here is very happy to go push the bucket. This Brisa does not fit like my opinion, so therefore they can be your Brisa. I am my own Brisa. Toshma. Rabbi Yossi, I marry B'Sheni, Allah Moshe V'Yarad. Moshe went to Shemayim three times. Moshe went to Shemayim. Sheni lo Moshe v'yarat. Bashlishi, this is talking about Hagbalah. Moshe went to Shemayim on Monday. V'yarat, he came down. Boy b'yoyim. Obviously, this man the Yama says that he did not come down on the same 24-hour period. He went up. Sheni and v'yarat. Bashlishi all of v'yarat. B'dal v'yarat. Bashlishi all of v'yarat. B'dal. Now here's a kasha. The Moshe is a kasha. B'dal v'yarat. V'shuv le'ola. Frek the Gemara m'yachash le'ola meichon yarat. What in the world does that mean? It says here that on Shlishi, on Dalit, he was yarat v'shuv le'ola. Excuse me, how did he get up there to come down? M'yachash le'ola meichon yarat. How could you tell me that on Dalit he was yarat? In order to have a Yerida, you have to first have an Aliyah. Hear the Gemara's kasha? It's a mitzvah in life. Yeah. In life, it's not shaykh to have a Yerida unless you first have an Aliyah. If not for this Gemara, you wouldn't know that. If not for this Gemara, you would think that a person can have a Yerida without having an Aliyah. The Gemara is saying no such thing. Ella, and for the Gemara revealed that we have a mistake in the Braisa. There's a Ta'os Hadafum in the Braisa. Ella, Barevi, Ola. Every time I say that, Shlomi smiles. He loves it. For some reason, Shlomi, he loves that Vart. He loves that Vart. A tallus hadafum. He loves it. Ella Baravi on the fourth day. All of Yorat. Nochama, three times. Chazaka. V'chutam mishulish loy v'meri yinotek. He went up like a yo-yo. Sunday up and down. Monday up and down. Tuesday up and down. And what happened on Wednesday? V'chamishi on Wednesday. Bona mizbeach. He built the altar. The hikri of all of carbon. He brought a carbon. And he brought a carbon. Bashishi, that was on Bashishi lohoya loy penai. Why? There was no time to do anything. Nothing to do on Shishi. Why? My love, Mishum Torah. You know why? Because on Shishi, Bashishi, there was no, because Shishi, these are the calendar dates, not Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. It means the first day of the month. The first day of the month, he went up and down. The second day, he went up and down. Third day went up and down. The fourth day he built the mizbeach. He built the mizbeach that took place on No, no, no. Four also. I'm sorry. 4 days in a row. It says it 4 days in a row. No, 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 no. I'm sorry. 3 days in a row. Not the first day. The first day, nothing. The first day, he did nothing. Tarech HaDerech. The first day of the Sivan, Moshe did nothing. Day two, three, four, he went up and down. Up and down, up and down, up and down. Day, that's two, three, four. Day five, he built the Mizbeach. Day six, he did nothing. Why? Ein lo penai. He had no time. He had no time. Ma'alam Yishem Torah. Why was there no time? Because Man Torah. Oh, so what's the Raya? So what's the Raya? The Raya over here is, the Raya is that, what's the Kasha? La'am Yishem Torah, Rashi, Lo'yichoy lo'y penai la'aloy shekivlu kulon yachad es adibrois. So what's the Kasha? What's the Kasha? It's now the sixth day. It's now the sixth day, and look at what? Also, you have a raya like the Mandel Omar that says that Matan Torah took place on Yom HaShishi, a raya to the Shita of the Rabbanon, who are of the opinion that Matan Torah took place on Shishi B'Sivan, a kasha on Rabbi Yossi, who holds that Torah came out, got Torah on Zion B'Sivan. The Gemara says no. Be'etzem, the Brisa says that the Torah was given to us on Zion B'Sivan. And the reason why Moshe did nothing on the sixth day of Sivan was because it was Erev Shabbos. On Erev Shabbos, you're busy.
So, according to Rabban, how do we understand that Moshe was chesed yonecha medaita?
According to the Rabban, he was not. No such thing. No such thing.
No such thing.
No such thing. 100%. This principle, Moshe was Moshe yonecha medaita, is only lefi Rabbi Yossi. Perush Gemara. Gemara is a kasha Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi says Moshe would learn this together and daf together. Moshe was Moshe yonecha medaita. That was only lefi the shitas Rabbi Yossi. The Rabbanon, there was no such thing. Torah was given on Yom HaShishi. Period. Tam v'nishlam. Loi mishum Torah Shabbos. The etzem according to Rabbi Yossi. Torah was given on Yom HaShavi on Shabbos. On 2, 3, 4, Moshe was all of the Arad, day 5, he built the Mizbeach, and on Friday, Moshe did nothing. There was no Matan Torah, and Moshe did nothing. You know why? Because he was preparing the fish and preparing the cholent for Shabbos, and putting on the tablecloths in the Beis HaKnesses, and cleaning the Aron HaKodesh with his beard, like the Rebbe of Rashi. He was busy making Hachonis for Shabbos Kodesh. Did you ever come to Rabbi Shmuel ben Shul and see the Rabbi Shmuel Lehman? He sets up the tablecloths. He makes it beautiful for Shabbos. He takes out the garbage. There's all these beautiful things. Can you imagine the schar? That's why Rabbi Shmuel ben Shul is so special. You feel the radiance of Shabbos because Rabbi Shmuel Lehman does not allow a Gentile to contaminate the holiness of the Beis HaKnesses. It's done by Kedushas Yisrael. And that Kedusha of Yisrael is injected to all the members of the Beisak of the Kehila who walk into the shul. They take home with them that Kedusha that has been brought into the shul by Rabbi Shmuel Lehman, Marcus Lehman II. He brings that Kedusha. Weiter. Dorash Hahu Gililo'ah Aleid Rav Chisda. There was a Gililo'ah. He made the following Kedusha before Rav Chisda. Baruch Rachman Diyav Raisel Telisai. Blessed is the Ribbono Shel Olam who gave us a triple Torah, La'am Telisai, to a nation of three, Al Yidei Telisai, by a third person, B'yom Telisai on day three, B'yarcha Telisai on the third month. Kiman Kerabana. Let's review the riddle. The riddle is a Torah of three. Torah, Nevi'im Uksuvim, La'am Telisai, Kohanim, Yisraelim, and Levi'im. Al Yidei Telisai, through Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe was the third child. There was Miriam, Aaron, and then came Moshe. He was the third born child. B'yom Telisai, v'hayu nechonim l'shloishes yamim. It was 3 days to Prisha. B'yarcha Telisai, there is Nisan, Iyar, and Sivan. Okay, so what's the kasha? What's the kash? The kash over here is, it was given b'yom telisai. Heyu nechonim l'yom hashlishi, according to the Rabbanon, was when? Was It was not Moisif Yoim Echad Midaita. According to the Rabban, this exactly Rabbi Sholimin has this knack to be mechavin to the Gemara, that it wasn't Hayu Nichoinim L'Shloishes Yomim. It should have been Hayu Nichoinim L'Arba'o Yomim. Because according to Rabbi Yossi, how everyone agrees that Hashem said to Moshe Hayu Nichoinim L'Shloishes Yomim on Wednesday. So Wednesday is one, Thursday is two, Friday is three. And then he was Moisif Yoim Echad Midaitoi to Shabbos. So it was not Liyoim Tilisoi. Maybe that was the original plan, but Allah Lamaisa, that's not the way the plan was carried out. It was carried out on Yoim. It was carried out a day late because it was Moisif Yoim Echad Midaitoi. So it wasn't Liyoim Ashlishi, Sakasha, on. So therefore it has to then be that the statement of Hayu Nechonim L'Shloishes Yomim, according to Rabbanan, took place on Thursday. Thursday is one, Friday is two, Shabbos is three. That was the previous thing in the Gemara. So therefore, this only works out according to Rabbanan, not according to Rabbanan. See, in the Gemara, it's Keman Kerabban Nechonami. This beautiful riddle only works out according to Rabbanan, will not look according to Rabbanan. Vaita, Vayisyatsu, B'sachte Sohor, Yitziva, they stood. The word Vayisyatsu is a very special word. There are many different words you can choose for standing. There's Amida, there's Yeshiva, there's a Mahalech. There are many different words in Tanakh to describe the person's posture. You can be Korea, Mishtachaveh, Yoholech, a Yoshev, a Shoichev. So many words in the language to describe a person's posture. And there's a Naya Unfang, a word called Yitziva. What is Yitziva? It's a whole derech drush, what this word means. But it means
Nitziv Melach.
Nitziv Melach. Very good. A pillar. Very good. A pillar. The word Yitziatzu. Atem Nit. Yeah, that's right. So what does that mean in that context? Exactly.
Nitzav
the Malachay Nitzav Sulamutzav Arza. Malachi el Mitzav Arza. Malachi, you're Balkriya. You know that because you learned that. You see that he has expertise in Kriya Satara. Vaita. Vayisyatz, you're showing off here. Vayisyatz, Vesachtes or Omar, Rabbi Avdimi Barchoma Barchosa. His name was Avdimi Barchoma Barchasa. Chasa is lettuce. Lettuce. What does lettuce have to do with Matan Torah? Melamed shekof HaKadosh Baruch Hu Aleim es har kegiges Hashem turned them out. What's Vayisyasu betachtes? The deek over here is the word tachtes. Tachtes over here means beneath. Kegiges. What is gigis? Gigis is beer. Beer. That is why this Gemara is a source. There's a minag. You know this? I never knew this till this year. There's a minag Yisrael to drink beer on Shavuos. Bedafka beer. Bedafka. Did you ever hear this? Did you ever hear this minag? No, to drink beer on Shavuos. Why? Because Matan Torah was given kegigis. A kofa. Beer. But betachdis or kof aleim har esahar kegigis. A barrel of beer. A barrel, why dafka a gigis? Why not something else? The Amalakam Iatem Mikal Matara Mutovim Lam, if not Sham take Rasam, you're gonna be buried there. Sham. Where Sham? Sham right whatever that means. Amar Rachabar Yakam Mikan Moidol Rabbal Rais. Oh, is the Moidol Rabbal Rais over here is an excuse. That the Klal Yisrael can say to we can say like Moidol when it comes to a document, to a transaction, a person is being forced. Extortion. Person is subject to extortion. What do? You go out to the government, you go out to the Bezdin, you say to the Bezdin, tomorrow morning, I'm selling my house, and you should know the secret is I'm being forced to sell my house. My life is being threatened. And that's why I'm selling my house, and that's called giving a Moidah to the Bezdin. So here, this pasuk is a Moidah that we were forced to accept the Torah, and our acceptance is not our acceptance. And therefore, it's not a true acceptance. Okay, we're out of time. Let's say, well, I'll just tell you, Mor de Gavar, to wind down, because you have 30 seconds for Ma'arif. When was the Moidah not a Moidah? By Purim. Kimu v'kiblu. Kimu v'kiblu. Right? Kimu v'kiblu. What happened, Kimu v'kiblu? By Kimu v'kiblu, we accepted the Torah Nochamol without any strings attached. It's not true. They were makabel. Too much noise there in the background, Rabbi Sholim. They were makabel the Torah. the next time, Ahavas Hanes. It was ulterior motives. It also wasn't sincere. So the Torah is still not Shalem. So you know when the real Kabbalah Satorah is? Right now in our generation. Our generation, people are sinning and learning Torah. No one's forcing. There's no Kofa Har Hagigis. There is no Ahavas Hanes today. Today we live in the time of Hester Panim. And yet, look at people like Rabbi Shaul Lehman and Shlomi Rabinowitz, who are Moitzer Nefesh to learn Torah. There's no Moidor, there's no Gigis, there's no Ahavas Hanes, and they still learn. This is the ultimate Kabbalah Satorah in this door. We're living now in the third Tekuf of Kabbalah Satorah, which is greater than the first two. There's no Gigis and there's no Ahavas Hanes, and you still learn Torah. This is the Hachone for Mashiach. Myra.